Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The John Block Commentary is brought to you by the Council for Biotechnology Information. A report from the Council for Agricultural Science and Technology concludes that GMO crops are helping preserve soil, water, and air quality, encouraging biodiversity, and increasing efficient land use. Now, who can criticize something that can do so much good for mankind? Visit the Council's website at www.whybiotech.com. And now for today's commentary. Let me tell you who should visit the Council's website. Robert Mugabe. It isn't brutal enough that he's seizing the white-owned farms in Zimbabwe and giving them to his friends, his political supporters, to his wife. That's only half the tragedy. Mugabe is informing the tribal leaders in the country that if they expect to get any food, they need to support him, food as a weapon. This is the ultimate act of vicious cruelty in a country already facing starvation. And then we have the bleeding hearts for the poor and the downtrodden, Greenpeace, Friends of the Earth, frightening the people for fear the starving should be given some genetically engineered corn. USAID Administrator Andrew Natsios says it best. The Bush administration is not going to sit there and let those groups kill millions of poor people in South Africa. 13 million people face famine. 300,000 could die. The productive farm businesses have been destroyed. And get this, 17,000 tons of U.S. life support corn is today sitting in storage in Zambia, locked up. Mugabe, Greenpeace, and Friends of the Earth stand guard, protecting the starving people from the deadly, dangerous, genetically engineered U.S. corn. Natsios angrily points out they can play these games with Europeans who have full stomachs, but it's revolting and despicable to see them do so when the lives of Africans are at stake. The World Health Organization said there is no evidence that such food is dangerous. World Food Program's director, James Morris, said there's no way this organization can feed the hungry without genetically modified food. For your own enlightenment, in closing, Mr. Mugabe, Greenpeace, Friends of the Earth, visit the Council's website at www.whybiotech.com. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.